Okay, good morning, everybody. So yesterday we discussed a very important halachic contribution to the Sforno. The idea of Jewish appeals courts. Now we're back to some more narrative contribution to the Sforno, but again, one of those elemental contributions that it would be like sort of malpractice if you're learning the Sforno in a Shnai Mikra Chabura, not to mention this. So the Sforno argues that Yisro actually didn't travel with the Jewish people, Vayishlach Moshe Eschosno, Vayelech Lo Al Haaretzo. And even though, of course, we have the story in Parshas Baloscha, Moshe, just before the Jewish people travel, petitions, begs, Chovav ben Ruel HaMidyani, to come with the Jewish people, L'chayitanu ve'etav nulach, Yashem di beretov al-Yisrael, Al-Kain yadata chanusin ha-bamibar, v'yisalanu le'inayim, right, that Yisro has unique powers of perception, he has unique experience. It's really a sui generis moment in the Torah where Moshe seems so moved and so attached to a particular person. Maybe it's in terms of what we discussed, yesterday with the Sforno, the sense that, Yisro had been in his achsanya b'shas hatzchak, had been tovlo based tsar, and that really fostered a very deep attachment. But again, the Sforno Shita is like Barzilai Agiladi in the days of David HaMelech, who said, I'm too old for this, etc. But, Mizera, Mibnei Banav, Shal Barzilai Agiladi, Tel Shlomo, Yemi, Mi Ochle, Shulchanecha. And so Yisro goes back to Midian, but B'nei Mishpachto stay, in our Megayer. So Yisro personally, according to this one, certainly was Doresh Elokim, and it sounds a lot like he personally was Megai, but then he went back to, Midian. But he said his destiny, his progeny will be, with Klal Yisrael, which is why the Pasuk says, in Parshas Balak, Eitan Moshevecha v'sim basala kinecha, kim yihyeh leva erkayin, adame ha'ashur tishbeka, that the idea is really that, the Yisro's legacy, his progeny, are deeply rooted in Eretz Yisrael, but there's something about Yisro as the international man of mystery that he is. Putiel, Reuel, Chovav, Chaver, Keni, Yeser, Yisro. Whoever he is, right, that you can't really pin him down, that he's, not able to be contained or confined. Vayilech lo al arzo, he wants to very much do it on his terms. Again, the Sforno, it's a very, very, very important shita, and a huge discussion amongst the Rishonim. Did Yisro come? Did Yisro not come? What role did he play? So the Sforno has an answer for all of the psukim later in Tanakh that weigh heavily on the Ramban and others, in terms of, if Yisro didn't come, how did they get there? The B'nai Keni, Chosei and Moshe, but the answer really is that, they came, but not Yisro themselves, Yisro himself, because, he felt that he wasn't ready to be pinned down. In that direction, of course, he said, I'm too old, it's too difficult, but if Yisro can make it this far, it's not like it's that much further to Israel. It seems like it's a physical limitation. And also, it doesn't sound like Yisro is at all insincere about his tshuva and his giur, atayadati gadol shem mikol elokim. But I think that this is just a question of a person that, was never really able to fully be settled. Atayadati gadol shem mikol elokim, that this is the insight Chazal have. So halachi biyadua, she Yitro, pit pe lagalim l'chol avod azar sheba olam. He had explored it all, and even in terms of his final encounter, his encounter with the Ribono Sholem, nonetheless, there's an element of Yisro that always has to march a little bit to his own drum, and therefore he doesn't just fall in line in terms of Eretz Canaan.